Today's learning Shmuel in Nisus Chaim Luz, which I might show Neil Rifka Bas Moshe Israel, we're supposed to show Shalem Chaim Moshe Ba Malkin, and Rachma Sar Malkin, Matchitz and Mefeg and Dina, and Schuss for all those in and around there to Israel. So we're holding Simon Reish Chav Zayin. We are in the middle of the brachas of thunder and lightning. Also included in this was shooting stars and earthquakes. But we went through, I think we discussed pretty much at length, the thunder and lightning yesterday. So bottom line is, we said that see lightning, make a bracha. Assuming it's lightning from rain, we make a bracha. You hear thunder, you make a bracha. Okay, now, let's see the Mechaber Sif base. How frequently can we make this bracha? So we see lightning, we hear thunder, we make the bracha. We see it again. Can we make another bracha? Says the Mechaber, Kol zman shelein nispazru avim, as long as the clouds have not scattered, have not gone away, nifta b'bracha achas, you only make it one time. Nispazru, however, if the sky cleared up, bein barak labarak, between lightning and lightning, or bein ram laram, or between thunder and thunder, tzarflax labarak, you can make another bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Nispazru, bedafka hecha, this that he said, that if the sky clears up, that means that it entirely cleared up, right? So it's a totally new storm. And then it gets cloudy again, and you hear it again. You make a new bracha. Have a milsa chadata. It's a new thing. Echad came a little wind, and the clouds sort of parted. One cloud goes one way, one the other. But it's still cloudy. Then that first bracha you made patters it. That you do not make another bracha. That's assuming that it's a one day. But if it's a new day, so even if it's the same storm, a new day, we're going to see in a moment, what does that mean, a new day? You make a new bracha. So again, it gets cloudy, there's a storm, I see lightning, I see thunder, I make a bracha. If it does not clear up, I do not make another bracha. If, unless it comes to a new day, we'll see, what does that mean, new day? If it completely clears up, and then it gets another storm, it gets cloudy again, I make a bracha again. Okay, let's just first see over here. That it's, first of all, just one thing he brings down over here is that just a couple of the notes that I think are important to this. First of all, we learn most of the things we learned till now, right? You see beautiful things, you see Mashan Habrias, you do it once every 30 days or only once. Over here, all of a sudden, on lightning and thunder, you make a bracha every single time you hear it, assuming that it's a new storm. And the answer he brings down is very, very simple. When you think about it, it's a new thing, right? When I see a certain, we're going to learn about making a bracha on the, when you see the ocean, right? That's only if you didn't see it for 30 days. Because when you see it today, you see it tomorrow, it's the same ocean. If it thunders today and it thunders tomorrow, it's a brand new storm, it's a brand new thunder, and therefore it's appropriate to make a separate bracha. Okay, now, what he mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that if it's a new day, you make another bracha. What does that mean? I'm going to read for you from the notes. What is considered one day and what's considered another day? Hayra Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shehu Ayoyim V'alayla Shel Achrav. It's a day and a night. Not normally we say night and day. It's a day and a night. So if it's Tuesday afternoon, there's a storm, and I see lightning and I hear thunder, I make the bracha. Tuesday night, it's still the same storm, it didn't clear up, I don't make another bracha. Wednesday morning, I would make another bracha. Now he says even more, that what happens Wednesday morning, I wake up before Alois, that's also considered a new day, and I'm able to make that's considered a new day. It's the same like Birchas HaTorah. Now, so far he says as follows. The day goes on a normal day until I go to sleep. Once I wake up, it's a new day. I can make a new bracha. Okay? So far, pretty simple. What happens if a guy's up the whole night? So there's one storm. Storm starts Tuesday afternoon. Shavuos is coming, right? So the storm starts on Sunday afternoon. And that storm keeps on going. Hopefully it won't happen, but that storm keeps on going until Monday morning. But Sunday night, we were up learning the whole night. Do I make another bracha, or but it's the same storm? Do I make another bracha? Not. So Rav Sternbach says that you do not make another bracha. Okay. However, Rabbi Yashiv says that you do make, and Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings this down as well. You do make another bracha. So here seems to be machlokes. I guess you're probably best off, maybe waiting till there's somebody else who did sleep Shavuos by night. And just like Birchas HaTorah, you can be Yotze from him, you can be Yotze on this bracha as well. But again, just to sum it up to what's more practical on a regular basis, even if it's the same storm, if you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, you are able to make another bracha. You should make another bracha when you hear it. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. A person is, now this goes back to the original halacha we said, and we explained that a lot of times people make a mistake about this, but you are supposed to be making the bracha on the lightning and the thunder, toich kedei dibra of it happening. Now what happens, in the bathroom, the shama kol ram, you hear a thunder, right? Oiroa barak, you see lightning. Now you can't make the bracha in the bathroom. If you're able to leave the bathroom, we'll get into that in a moment. What does it mean you can leave the bathroom or not? If you're able to leave the bathroom and still make the bracha toich kedei dibra, you should go out. Don't go out because you can't make the bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. You're in the house that they're cutting up meat. You know, I'll make a bracha. The sham reach mu'upishmoid is a very sour, spoiled smell. You're not allowed to make a bracha over there. You're walking on a street that says dirt that you cannot, there's tzaya, you can't make a bracha. The yachol lazaris atzis lassim sham take. If you're able to get out of there quickly, okay, leave and make the bracha. Even if you were at the time that you heard the thunder, you were at a makom that you cannot make a bracha. As long as you can get out of that makom, toich kedei dibur, then you can still make the bracha. It doesn't passel you from making the bracha by the fact that you were in a makom that you can't make the bracha. It's only time that passels you from being able to make the bracha. Now, im yachol, if you're able to go out, yeshayim and fill in this oirav lasis tzrachav, even if you felt the desire to use the facilities, mikol makom kol zman she'emes ava kol kach, it's not something that you really, really need. Jehebai mishum bal teshaksu, remember we learned this early on, still in Chelek Aleph and Mishabura, that when somebody really needs the bathroom and they hold themselves back, they're oivam bal teshaksu. So he says, I went into the bathroom, I hear thunder, it says go out. He says, that means I went to the bathroom because I felt I need it, but I wasn't yet at the point that I would be over about the shaksu that I really, really need the bathroom. So then, yachalot says, misham koidim shasa tzrachav levarach, you can go out before you need the bathroom. However, yesh machmir rezeh, ubepra techa demeshar sheyishma oikol ram v'yuchal levarach ach mevadi nachlach. But those who say, once you have even a small desire to use the facilities and you're in the bathroom already, it's about to shock, so you shouldn't go out. We also said that it's not healthy, and therefore, and especially if you see that it's a major storm, so you pretty much expect by the time you leave the bathroom, you'll hear thunder again. So then wait and be able to, and it's definitely preferable to wait, and you'll wait till the next thunder and make the bracha at that time. Let's say Zulavarach, able to go out and make the bracha. This that we said you can leave the bathroom and make the bracha quickly, that's assuming that you didn't yet start going to the bathroom or touch yourself in a place that requires you to wash wash your hands. Okay. Even though we learned back then that somebody goes into the bathroom, even if you didn't use the bathroom, you should wash your hands. You need to wash your hands. In order not to lose out on the bracha, and certainly to the other bekaidim. So if you didn't yet use the facilities and you didn't touch yourself in a place that requires, that makes you incapable of making a bracha, although you were in a bathroom, you can still go out, make the bracha, and then wash your hands afterwards. However, if your hands are dirty, then certainly you can't make the bracha. Unless you're able to really wash your hands very quickly. If not, certainly it's going to, if you're going to have to fill up the cup and then wash your hands, it's definitely more than. So there would be no solution. You have no way of banking the bracha. So then the Mechaber said, if you are able to, so again, you're in the position, you're not yet at the point that you have to really, really use the bathroom. You didn't yet use the bathroom, so you don't have to wash your hands. You didn't touch yourself in a place that requires you to wash your hands. So then, Yetze, perish, Yemar, let's Mishem Kadesh lay out some bracha. Just go out quickly, so you shouldn't lose out on the bracha. If it's going to take you more than Yetze Kadesh Dibur, the Walavach of Azman. And Tzarech Shav Lamar, so then there's no reason to rush out because you can't make the bracha. Kol Zeh Nishma D'Shia Bracha Sharam and Bracha Dafka B'Kdei Dibur. See, here is a clear raya from the way the Mechaber is telling us this halacha. It's a clear raya that in order to make the bracha on lightning and thunder, you have to do it Toich K'dei Dibur. V'Mava Yosem K'dei Dibur, if it goes, Me'esha Roha Barak, if more than Toich K'dei Dibur goes, from when you saw the lightning, or you heard, the thunder, shuvlo yivarech al aram ubarak zeh. You should not make the bracha umitam zeh. And based on this reason, heicha the asa tzrachav v'notal yadav. You went to the bathroom. You wash your hands. V'shama kol ram eroy barak. This is a very interesting practical question. I go to the bathroom. I walk out. I wash my hands. Right, and then I hear a thunder, or I see lightning, okay? But I have to make Ashiyatzar, right? So what do I do first? So he says, Yivarech mitchila al ha'am v'abarek v'achkach oyne Ashiyatzar. And then you make Ashiyatzar. Now, let's go back down memory lane. You remember we said that if somebody comes out of the bathroom and he forgets to make Ashiyatzar, calls man that he doesn't need the bathroom again, he's able to still make Ashiyatzar. So right now I have two brachas I have to make. I have to make the bracha oisem asabereishos shekoychig brasu yoylam, and I have to make the bracha ashiyotza. The oisem asabereishos or the shekoychig brasu yoylam is a bracha oiveris. If I wait more than teichidei dibur, and certainly ashiyotza is more than teichidei dibur, I will lose the opportunity to make that bracha. If I make that bracha first, I don't lose out on the ashiyotza because the ashiyotza you can make even if it's not teichidei dibur. Therefore, you should first make the oisem asabereishos or the koichig rasim ha'olam, and then make the ashiyotza. V'da'oid, the stam yadayim, she'ein yadayim ha'meluchlos k'sheres l'bracha, says like a separate rule. If I see thunder, I don't have to quickly go wash my hands, although for tefillah, we always say you should wash your hands before tefillah because you don't know where your hands have been during the day. But for stam bracha, even if you don't know, you were mesiach das from washing your hands, from watching what your hands did, unless you know for certain that you metame your hands, you are able to make a bracha, and that's not a problem. Just to wrap it up over here, a couple if you see thunder or lightning during Kriya Shema, okay. So the Summit of Paiskim say that since you're going to lose out on the bracha, you can actually stop a Mila Kriya Shema make the bracha. There's others who argue and say that you shouldn't, you're being Meshabeach Hashem. So I interrupt my shvach of Hashem for another shvach. That doesn't make any sense. Who determines which one is greater? So the Chayadim says that if you heard it between the paragraphs, Bein HaPrakim, then you should actually make the bracha. But if you smack a middle of Kriya Shema, you should not do it. Now he brings out another question. What happens? Somebody washes for Hamaitzi, okay? You didn't yet make Dal Netilas Yadayim, okay? And you now hear thunder, or you see lightning, right? So Rechayim Kafsi says, don't make Dal Netilas Yadayim. Make a bracha on the thunder and the lightning, and then wash your hands again, because what did you lose out? If you wait, then you make Dal Netilas Yadayim, then you're not going to be able to make the other bracha, okay? And he says you don't even have to mitame hands; you just have to wash your hands again because you didn't make the bracha again. What about if you're mill of benching, right? So what should you do, right? You hear thunder and lightning again. Until we learned this, you thought, oh, I see the thunder lightning, I'll make the bracha in a few minutes. But clearly from this last sif, it has to be teich kadei dibur. So what happens if you're mill of benching, right? So he says, really, it's the same halachah like tefillah. You don't stop in the middle, and you should not stop to make the bracha. Of course, if you're after Ayah Chasreinu, then you would be able to do it. Now, interesting, they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if somebody's in the middle of learning and he hears thunder and lightning, what should he do? So what does Dylan think?
Don't stop learning.
So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, don't stop learning. My only shaila is that I don't know was the shaila is if I'm learning like Reb Chaim. I'm not learning like Reb Chaim. What's the rule? That's the that I don't know the answer to.